Well, I think what the EEOC is trying to do is graft over from the Americans with Disabilities Act the requirements that employers reasonably accommodate folks and then grant light duty where required. That's really not a part of the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, and I'm not really voicing an opinion about whether they ought to do that or not, but it's not really part of that law, and they're making it part of that law without any legal basis to do so. So employers now are going to have to consider a person who's pregnant just as they would consider a person who is disabled. That is to say, if they can reasonably accommodate the need of the pregnant person to help them in their job duties or grant them light duty to get their work done.
And this covers things including nursing, but it also affects parental leave, so men are part of this too, right?
Well, pregnancy discrimination mostly relates to workplace discrimination against ladies. Mm-hmm. Now, there are rights that husbands have to take leave when their wives are pregnant in order to take care of them if necessary.
All right. Now, around the corner, there are a couple of things. The Supreme Court's agreed to take a case, and Congress is looking at this. So where are we on those, and where will that take us, do you think?
Well, a lot of people are upset Monday about the EEOC issuing this guidance because they think the EEOC is kind of trying to jump the gun. Congress is considering a law right now against pregnancy discrimination or strengthening the Pregnancy Discrimination Act called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. And that would grant the kind of leave that the EEOC is just saying, as of today, we're already going after. And so a lot of people think they should have waited for Congress to make its decision before they decided. And then there's a Supreme Court case, Young versus UPS, that talks about light duty rights for workers. And all the courts have decided up to this point that the Pregnancy Act doesn't provide those rights, which the EEOC is now saying people get. So the guidance from the EEOC a year from now when the Supreme Court issues its ruling may change 180 degrees.